Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, government bans importation of jet skis for a further 6 months, and anti-gang legislation gets bipartisan support. The government has extended the ban on the importation of all jet skis for commercial or private use for a further 6 months. This was disclosed by Minister of Tourism and Entertainment, Dr. Wickham McNeill, during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. The ban will be in effect until October 15, 2014. Following two accidents involving jet skis on August 17 and 21, 2013, Cabinet had approved the implementation of a six-month ban on all commercially used jet skis effective October 15, 2013. Dr. McNeill told parliamentarians that while the ban and other implemented measures have had limited success, there was another accident in which an American visitor was killed by a jet ski while swimming at a beach in Negril in January.
The impact of these incidents has been far-reaching and has triggered negative public commentary, both locally and internationally, particularly from Jamaica's largest source markets in the United States of America.
There has also been a temporary suspension of the operations of all jet skis across the island. There are currently on record 8 licensed jet ski operators, 6 in Ocherius and 2 in Negril. Dr. McNeill says while there are deficiencies in commercial operations, the regulatory framework that governs private jet skis is also insufficient. Also, Cabinet has approved the lifting of a moratorium on licensing new commercial operators in order to allow for the regularization of the commercial operations. Cabinet has also given the green light for drafting instructions to be issued to the Chief Parliamentary Counsel for the amendment of the Tourist Board Act to allow fines to be increased from the present maximum of $20,000 to $500,000 for breaches. A task force will be formed with support from the relevant ministries and their agencies to effect the changes being implemented.
Given the urgency of the concerns at hand and the impact on the tourism industry and the livelihoods of many, the ministry and task force will actively proceed with the implementation of the critical measures needed to streamline both private and commercial PWC operations across the island as quickly as possible.
The task force will comprise members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, Jamaica Customs, Jamaica Defence Force, Tourist Board, Maritime Authority of Jamaica, Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, National Environment and Planning Agency, Port Authority of Jamaica, and the Tourism Product Development Company. The Criminal Justice Suppression of Criminal Organizations Bill, popularly called the anti-gang legislation, was passed in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill makes provision for the disruption and suppression of criminal organizations and for related matters. In his contribution to the debate, Attorney General Patrick Atkinson reiterated that the bill does not provide additional powers to the police and does not encourage tough policing.
While it is understandable that civil society and persons are concerned about their individual rights, we must bear in mind that this piece of legislation will not exist in isolation, but is legislation that will be subject to the supremacy of the Constitution. It will be subject to the supervision of the courts, and indeed, when the police act under it, they still have to go to court to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the allegations against the particular person they take before the court are proven.
Meanwhile, opposition member of parliament for St. Andrew Northeastern, Delroy Chuck, while defending the integrity of the bill, said criminal gangs in Jamaica have to be dismantled. He says the bill will ensure that those who engage in gang activity and are found guilty after due process will be put away for long periods. In closing the debate, Minister of National Security Peter Bunting said while the bill is not a panacea, it will in no doubt be useful in fighting crime. The anti-gang bill was passed in the House with 22 amendments. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.